Hello, and thank you again for tuning in to ReptileApartment.com, your prescription for captive care of reptiles. Once again, we are brought to you by Comic Karma, your comic book journey destination. We caught up for this interview with Ryan from Tiki Tiki Reptiles, and it really is a jungle in there. And here's Ryan to explain a little bit more.
We're here with Ryan from Tiki Tiki Reptiles, and basically, Austin introduced me to you because told me that you lived in a 900 square foot condo with how many reptiles?
300 right now.
300 reptiles.
Yeah.
And you were talking to me about the how you have your bathroom set up for one single chameleon, but you have it set up over the toilet.
Yeah, I have a Parsons chameleon that lives in our bathroom. She needs a lot of water, so what I do is I run the water a couple hours a day. Misting on her, so I have her in the bathtub, and I pretty much just have a forest in the bathroom, pretty much. Cut through to the toilet, so you know you can still use the facilities.
And, and how did you get started in reptiles?
I was on the internet and I saw a panther chameleon and I fell in love.
Okay.
And that was it. I bought my first one and then quickly decided I wanted many of them.
Nice.
And
okay.
Started with those, filled my living room, my dining room, threw out all the furniture. I had a roommate.
That's dedication.
I had a roommate at the time that finally decided that he couldn't take it anymore and he moved out. But then we moved everything into his room, so it was kind of nice. But yeah, I mean, we utilized literally probably every single room except for the master bathroom.
Really?
Reptiles, yeah.
Oh my god.
We have the guest bedroom, chameleon cages wall to wall. And there it has a big walk-in closet. We have that filled with gecko racks.
Okay.
Living room is a lot of naturalistic displays, stuff that you can like to look at.
Right.
Just like trios of just random Australian geckos. And,
oh, Australians. Okay, so like the Nodtails and stuff
actually,
like that?
I like to do like the Dura and the Strophurus.
Oh, the velvet geckos.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I dig those. Those are kind of what I'm... My newest passion. Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how many species are you actually breeding right now?
Oh, gosh.
Uh-oh,
I'm
trick
doing
question.
About four species of chameleons.
Okay.
Leopard geckos, crested geckos, gargoyles, blue-tongued skinks, bearded dragons. I'm kind of a small scale.
Okay.
Some of these are just like two or three.
Okay.
But leopard
gotcha.
Geckos, I have 200.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
I do a lot of those. Kind of scaling back just so I can get more geckos. So I started out in chameleons, but I just started really got into the geckos.
Right, kinda, right.
But yeah, so I, you know, it's got to have 10 different species, I think, right now.
Reptiles. Okay.
And we do some pixie frogs and some other things like that.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
A lot of random stuff. We can't resist.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear you. Totally. So how did you get involved with the Eudora geckos or the velvet geckos?
You know, looking for something different.
Really?
Something
okay.
small.
Right.
Something that didn't require a lot of heat, that didn't require a lot of lighting, a lot of, you know, stuff. I'm trying to keep it down because I'm trying to find stuff on the opposite spec. Like, the chameleons are real light intensive. Mm-hmm. I need lights.
Right.
And then the leopard gecko is lots of heat.
Right.
So I was looking for something that can sit in the rooms that are already naturally heating with everything that's in there.
Right.
Pretty much
gotcha.
About the right temperature. So I utilize my space really well. So I try to think
nice.
Of that, too. And, like, my living room's vaulted ceilings. So I go up almost 9-10 feet on my cages. So,
oh my god!
You know, it's like it's a lot better now because
right.
we've kind of got the other room and we had to move everything down a little bit,
down a little
spread
bit.
It out. But it can definitely be done. And at our peak, you know, it's just we probably have had, you know, close to 400 at our peak.
Really?
Yeah, and that's mostly with babies. I've had, you know, 90 panther chameleons hatched at the same time, just different
oh
clutches.
Oh my gosh!
So clutches of 20 and 30.
Now, are you working with the panthers? Are you working with a specific bloodline, or is it?
Ambulobes, Ambonjas, nosy bays. So yeah, and I do have my own kind of bloodline. My Ambonja panther chameleons were last year in August were on the cover of Reptile magazine. So
oh, okay. I remember seeing those.
Yeah, and I use that, you know, pretty big time. For,
yeah, of course.
You know, he's kind of like our famous
awesome.
One that we kind of deal with. And he actually came from Chameleons Only, the Camouflage Creations.
Oh, okay.
Right near the front, yeah.
Very cool.
But yeah, they're the ones who really got me started, and I just, when I first bought that first panther.
And it's just taken off from there. That's awesome. So what are you bringing to the show tomorrow?
I have blue-tongued skinks, gargoyle geckos, crested geckos, ambulobe panther chameleons, ambonja females.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and some pictus geckos.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Ryan, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with us,
yeah,
and we
sure.
look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Awesome.
Thanks again.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, as you can see, it really is a jungle in there with Ryan Jarosik from Tiki Tiki Reptiles. And if that's not enough, next week we are actually interviewing Dr. Brian Grieg-Fry from VenomDoc.com. So once again, we look forward to hearing all your comments, feedback, and things like that about the podcast. And I'm your host, John F. Taylor, from reptileapartment.com's The Living Room. Thank you.